the truth. Truth. What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Monday, March 19th, 2018. Getting into the bottom half of the month here. We got a lot of stuff going on here today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. A lot of stuff going on here. Another bad day on the Dow. People are getting very, very nervous about that. The Russian elections are now over. Vladimir Putin has won re-election by a sizable margin. And apparently somebody somewhere wanted to interfere with that because the Russian Central Election Commission came under massive cyber attack, a distributed denial of service attack from 15 different countries. And there are allegations of ballot box stuffing. We don't know if that was for or against Putin. But it appears that, like Donald Trump, he won by such a landslide that the efforts to change the election did not work on out. So congrats, Vlad. We're glad to see you still holding on to your office. And I'm sure the reason he won is the people of Russia understand. Vladimir Putin is a statesman more than a politician. He's trying to keep the wars from growing. He's been constantly pushing to try and find agreements and settlements for people to avoid war. Standing in sharp contrast, of course, to the United States of America, which is just starting wars left and right everywhere they can. Now, down in Austin, Texas, there's been a fourth bombing. And this happened last night. And the bomb apparently was different this time. Mostly they've been these packages with a weight on a lever. And when you move the package, the weight falls off the lever pops up, the bomb goes off. This one was a tripwire. And was activated when two people were riding their bikes and hit the tripwire. So we don't know what's going on down there. We don't know what the motive is. There's been no note. There's been nothing going on whatsoever, except that all four of these attacks so far seem to be hitting well-heeled middle-class neighborhoods. So we'll see what's going on there. Now, Samantha Power has come out with an ominous message to Donald Trump. And as you know, Brennan came out with a comment after Attorney General Jeff Sessions fired FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, which is a move praised by the president and investigators that had found McCabe had made an unauthorized disclosure to the news media and lacked candor, including under oath. And yeah, I think pretty much everybody agreed he should be fired. But Brennan came on out and attacked Donald Trump on Twitter for his venality, his moral turpitude, and political corruption, and said Trump will take his rightful place as a disgraced demagogue in the dustbin of history. Now, Samantha Power, who was the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations under President Obama, basically warned Trump, it's not a good idea to piss off John Brennan. And a lot of people are wondering, what is she talking about here? She's talking about a potential assassination. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Kevin in West Virginia. Aloha, Kevin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I have two things on my mind. And the first thing has to do with McCabe. I am glad he was fired, and I'm glad he's not getting his pension for the simple fact that he sold this country out and not only lied, as well as John Brennan. Talking about a demagogue. John Brennan is probably one of the ones that's behind of all of this, too. And I think he should be watching his mouth and not be saying the things that he's saying. I think his hand was caught in the cookie jar, as well as Samantha Powers. And I think they're going to get it. I think they're going to get what's handed to what's coming to them. I was wondering if you think about or agree with that as well.
Yeah, I think so. It's a very complicated situation. And sometimes it's hard to get a handle on what's going on inside the administration because there is all this chaos and this turnover of personnel. But right now, it feels like Donald Trump is finally starting to put on the presidential brass knuckles. Unfortunately, the new people who are coming on in appear to constitute a war cabinet, and I'm not happy about that.
Totally agree. My second thing that I wanted to ask you was about Russia and Putin. Are they going to blame Putin for rigging his own election?
Probably. Anything they can say about bad about Russia, they're going to go ahead and say it. No question.
I agree with you. We should be having detente with Russia. They're a natural ally. And we shouldn't be, you know, and I agree the United States should not be going around and being, you know, the world's police. We have issues here. And I agree with you, and you may have said this before, we need to bring our troops home. We have issues here in the homeland, and we shouldn't be fighting all these foreign wars. We got issues here, like taking care of our republic. I mean,
I agree.
You know, let's bring our troops home. Let's, you know, our borders, let's arm up our borders. I mean, I don't know if you've seen it or not about Matt Damon going to Australia, but I mean, Australia doesn't bring people in. They have their natural border, you know, known as the Barrier Reef in the Pacific Ocean. They have their man-made or a natural-made moat with sharks. I mean, and they deport people that don't want to be there. They deport, you know, to an island. So I don't understand the hypocrisy of why these people don't want to be here in the United States. Then leave. Go ahead and leave. We don't want you here anyway. You know, have a nice day. But, you know, as far as all this with McCabe, I think we're about to see these people, they're going to start rolling over because they're caught. They're just straight up caught.
I would certainly hope so. But, you know, a lot of people inside Washington, D.C. know what's going on, and they also know the price they'll pay if they go public. They'll wind up like Seth Rich.
Yep. I mean, and as Brennan, the cryptic statements that he's saying, and I forget the guy that who said, you know, you've crossed the intelligence agency, there's seven ways from Sunday to get you. I mean, they've come out and said they're going to, with Phil Mudd said it, you know, we're going to kill the president. I mean, these people, the evidence is in plain sight that they want to do the man harm. These people have no business being in our government.
No, they don't. And we were never supposed to be a country that was run by the intelligence agencies. That's just not the way it was set up. And Harry Truman recognized this. He said when they set up the Central Intelligence Agency, there was a risk. Because throughout history, the secret police have always worked to basically subvert the government to their own ends.
In 1947, when the CIA was created due to executive order, did Trump sign an executive order and rescind the CIA? Is it too late for that?
Well, technically, yes. He could sign a new executive order and say the CIA is hereby dissolved. That certainly would get him killed. And then whoever his successor was would come on in and say, oh, no, the CIA can keep on going. I mean, President John F. Kennedy actually signed an executive order to basically transfer responsibility for covert paramilitary operations from the CIA back to the Pentagon. And it was simply never implemented because of bureaucratic resistance. And that's probably one of the reasons why the CIA was part of the plot to kill Kennedy.
I agree. Well, you have a great rest of the show, sir, and I hope you have a great, wonderful day, and give Miss Claire the best.
I certainly will. Thank you very much for the kind words, and I will give your regards to the lovely lady Claire. She's in the office next door here. So thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. We're going to do a shout-out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Getting on back to the White House, a lot of people are very concerned that John Bolton is coming back in to the White House as National Security Advisor. He's a hardcore pro-Israel war hawk, was part of the group of people who were orbiting around the Project for the New American Century, which was arguing for global war, global conquest by the U.S., which we seem to be in the middle of right now, not doing all that well. So a lot of people are very worried. Bolton apparently has been seen at the White House on several occasions briefing Trump and other high-level officials. So Trump is getting some bad advice. He's getting advice that favors Israel and is not necessarily the best advice for America and the American people. Now, Hillary Clinton is backing away from a comment she made while she was touring India about how she lost the White House because women voted the same way as their husbands, that their husbands told them how to vote and the women just caved in. And it's produced a tremendous backlash. So Hillary Clinton has come on out with a lengthy explanation for the comments and said she never meant to cause offense by claiming white women voted Republican because of their husbands. But she's got something like 42 reasons why she lost the election. And they're all except the main one. We didn't like her. We do not like Hillary Clinton. We don't like the stench of corruption that surrounds her and Bill. And that's why she lost the election. All right, we're going to take another phone call from Steve Elkins. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, 42 excuses, I think that requires a Rolodex, doesn't it?
Probably. You have to be my age to remember what a Rolodex is.
Yeah, well, hey, no, your caller talking about McCabe being fired and not going to be able to receive his pension. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I read that he's had a couple offers on the table from other Democratic legislators who said they will hire him temporarily to give him the necessary time he needs in office to get his pension. So that whole little thing firing him before the deadline there, doesn't think it's going to pan out. If there's a way of giving him the time needed, it sounds like they've worked this angle, at least the lawmakers have made an angle that they can do this and hire him temporarily to give him the time needed. So that probably won't work, unfortunately.
Well, I was already hearing that his pension was in jeopardy following his firing, which sounded to me like they were going to find some way to make sure he got his pension anyway. And I'm not sure about the mechanics of government work. I mean, he's been in the FBI all this time. If he gets a job as a clerk in some other part of the government, whether that would qualify as time served for his pension or not, I really don't know. I agree. They're going to find some way to give him his pension.
You know, it should be, but probably government, it doesn't apply. But I know in regular industry, it applies. There's a do not hire. If you're fired, you can't get rehired in the same organization, the same company for a different job once you've been fired. But obviously in government, that may not apply. Last comment is the person who mentioned about Matt Damon moving to Australia. I'd say go for it. I don't think Matt Damon's going to his homework quite well because they don't have a Second Amendment clause there, amendment to protect him with a weapon. They don't have weapons in Australia, so you know, stalkers could be out there, and he doesn't have a way to protect himself. So he may want to rethink that one.
Well, I've been to Australia twice on film projects, and I really loved the place. In fact, one of the companies I worked for offered to make the job permanent and get me and Claire citizenship, and I came very, very close to taking them up on it. But I figured I needed to get back here and finish the work that I'm doing now. You know, I'd never even thought about gun rights down there in Australia. I know in the outback, people do have guns. You have to have guns to protect yourself. So I'm sure there's some provision there where you're allowed to have weapons in certain circumstances.
I'll check on it, but I heard they've kind of stripped Australia. Maybe in the outback there you can have it protect yourself. But other than that, they don't have the rights we have here to protect ourselves, the gun rights. So I'll look into that, but that's what I understand.
Yeah, I know there was a mass shooting incident down there that a lot of people think was another false flag and basically pushed through a gun grabber agenda there. But, yeah, again, in the outback, if you're away from the urban areas, I think you're still allowed to have guns because there's a lot of nasty critters out there that you need to deal with.
Yep. That's it, Mike. Hey, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch to Laura in Michigan. Aloha, Laura. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I was watching RT today. And this weekend, they had the fourth, they were celebrating the fourth anniversary of the reunification of Crimea with Russia. You know how the mainstream always says that Russia overtook Crimea? They were celebrating.
Yep.
Big celebration.
Well, again, Russia didn't take or annex Crimea. Crimea voted to secede from Ukraine, and then they voted to merge with the Russian republics. And it was like the voter turnout was something like 90% in favor of both of those. And the U.S. position is they do not recognize the right of the Crimean people to vote for secession, even though they're guaranteed that right under the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights. So it's kind of like a guest at a wedding refusing to recognize the bride's right to marry the groom. Therefore, by default, the groom has kidnapped and raped the bride. That's the rationale behind the U.S. position. But no, the Crimean people wanted to be back with Russia. They hadn't been happy when Crimea was given to Ukraine in the first place. And in fact, apparently it violated Russian law for Crimea to be given to Ukraine. So they're all seeing it as a correction of a long overdue wrong. Again, they're very happy with this.
Putin won by 70%. And here's the thing,
heard
how
75.
They ran their... Okay. how they ran their elections to make sure that they were good elections. They invite 1,000 non-Russians to come in and watch the polls. They also, there's a good idea for us, they ran webcams in the polling places. I think that'd be a good idea for us. Like in some of the inner cities... There's a lot of immigrants voting to run a webcam.
I absolutely agree. And, we need to get back voter ID laws. This ID situation is just utterly ridiculous right now. When I was talking to a friend of mine who has to renew his driver's license this June, and he's got to provide a social security card and a birth certificate and a bunch of other stuff. And he says, it's a 3-hour process now to get your driver's license renewed here in Hawaii. But if you're an illegal immigrant, you can just walk on into California and they'll give you a driver's license.
I thought that maybe if people knew there was a webcam, that more people who are illegally voting might not try it.
Well, I'm sure the Democrats would argue against it, that voting has to be private. They're fighting against any attempt to impose a voter ID law to verify that somebody's actually a citizen and eligible to vote. They've openly said they're dependent on illegal immigrant voting to hang on to power.
Right. And who else would vote for those lunatics? It's a lunacy party, you know? It's how
it really
I feel
is.
About it. Yeah. But I thought Vladimir Putin, another little thing, tidbit that I picked up, the real communist that was running against Putin, last time around, he had gotten 15% of the vote. This time, he's only 12%. So the hardcore communists are not in power. They're losing power in Russia.
Well, that's a good sign. That's
definitely
a good sign.
86% of Russia is Orthodox Christian.
Yep.
And that never comes out.
Okay. Anything else?
No, I think I got it all.
Okay, well then, thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
It was almost 76%, Mike. It was a landslide. 76%.
Yes, it was.
And that gives him empowerment, Mike. He's got the way now to do what he needs to do. He doesn't have anybody blocking him since he's got that percentage. And, Mike, you know they're blocking the polls in Ukraine? Because, you know, my family's from Ukraine. They blocked the polls. Savoda, the right sector, blocked the people from voting in Ukraine. Can you believe that? That so-called democracy we set up with the puppet Poroshenko, right?
See? Yep.
And Crimea, 93% of the people, Mike, voted for Putin. 93%, Mike. And John McCain comes out and says they cheated because they saw that webcam. You know, all the people, like the previous caller said, Mike, all the people could watch those webcams in Russia online, you know, through the TV, and they got caught cheating, and that polling section got canceled, whatever the votes were there. So, but John McCain, you know, says he cheated, all the tabloids come out. Oh, can you hold me over, Mike?
Yeah, I'm going to hold you over. Stay on the line. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we get on back to Dustin in New Jersey, I want to remind you that if you are able to help Republic Broadcasting, we really need it. This is no joke. We're in a war against the deep state and the corporate media, and we need your help to stay on the air. And if you can donate, the address to send a check or money order is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you'd like to call in and become a recurring subscriber, the phone number is 800-724-2719, extension 03. By the way, apparently Representative Chaffetz on Fox News this morning said that McCabe is going to get his pension after all. All that he's losing is his earnings between now and his official date of retirement. Now, going on back to Dustin in New Jersey, let's just pick up where you left off.
Yeah, like I said, Putin has, he's got now the people backing him for what he does. Everybody knows what he did in Syria. Everybody knows he kicked the terrorists out of there, Everybody knows what he's standing up for. Mike, there's so many closet Putin fans around the world, That's what scares this deep state around the world, the globalists. Because you go on YouTube, even the message boards, everybody's saying, they know what's going on. Even in Britain, They know this is a scam, this whole nerve gas agent thing. You know, they don't believe the official story. So, you know, it's not working. You know, hey, Mike, this is crazy. And Goebbels in Nazi Germany took out this ad in one of the German newspapers showing like a giant spider over the earth. And it's like it said communism on it. It's like an orange spider. This newspaper in Britain used the same photo with Putin's face on the spider, showing him over the earth. They're using Nazi propaganda, Mike. How sad is that? That shows you what these people are.
Yeah.
It's funny, but it's not, Mike. You know?
Well, I'm one of the people who has a great deal of respect for Putin. That goes back to when he negotiated Syria's surrender of their chemical weapons. And then, of course, the U.S. goes ahead and invades anyway. And they're getting ready to invade again because they don't need to be seen to lose one of these wars. Or the American people are going to say, let's pull the plug on all of this.
But don't you find it funny how the United States didn't get rid of any of its chemical weapons? It was, according to the treaty, Russia was under with the UN. They saw them get rid of their chemical weapons, and so was Syria. And the U.S. still is holding on to a stockpile, and I want to know why.
Well, the U.S. has a long history of ignoring treaty obligations. And, yes, following the Chemical Weapons Convention, all of the nations who signed on there destroyed their stockpiles of these chemical weapons except the United States. The U.S. still has a stockpile of those which they, you know, can put into use at some point.
And then we all have to thank Theresa May and Boris the Clown Johnson and the U.K., for getting that extra 8% out for Putin in the voting booth,
yeah.
Because they really pushed Russia. They pushed Russian nationalism because of that. You know, so these people are stupid. Yeah, they're stupid. Right, have a
yeah,
good
they are. All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. I just got an email from somebody down under regarding their gun laws, saying, yes, you are correct about the false flag. They set up and blamed a moron. They used the same playbook as America. Yes, we do have guns and plenty of them. We have to be licensed, and each individual firearm must be registered. I think Matt Damon will be given a special carry permit because he has money. So that's the word on that. All right. Let's clear our little text window and get on back to the show. Here's an interesting story, and it's not going to be a surprise to people who've been paying attention all along, but this came out of Russia Today, and they're quoting former FBI Assistant Director James Kallstrom, because apparently Sunday he said there was a conspiracy in Washington to protect Hillary Clinton from indictment. And Kallstrom also said the ongoing chaos in Trump's cabinet may be a symptom of the plot. And basically, he was being interviewed by the Washington Examiner, actually Fox News host, Maria Bartiromo. Yeah. Do you think somebody was directing them, or do you think they just came to the conclusion on their own, this leadership at the FBI and the Department of Justice, that they wanted to change the outcome of the election? And Kallstrom basically came on and said, I think we have ample facts revealed to us during this last year and a half that high-ranking people throughout government, not just the FBI, high-ranking people had a plot to not allow Hillary Clinton to be indicted. I'm almost ready to forgive him for what he did on TWA 800, almost. But he's right, and it basically underscores my theory that Hillary Clinton, while Secretary of State, was committing espionage. That if the full truth about the Clintons were to come out, it would delegitimize the entire government. We'll be back after these few words with more phone calls.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We have callers waiting on the line, so let's start with Nick in the United Kingdom. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to talk a little bit about the aftermath of that guy, Sergei Skripal, who was poisoned near Salisbury in England. And, I mean, I've been listening to you for the last few months analyzing the anti-Russian propaganda coming out of Washington and so on. And I'm just here to tell you that it's alive and well in the UK. I've just spent a weekend, I had one of those weekends where I just devoured the Sunday Press, cover to cover. And I got to say, there is just a total lack of any kind of critical thinking going on in the coverage of this. And the level of intolerance is almost quite frightening. I mean, if there's any criticism of the Prime Minister's so-called tough stance, or of the state, or of the security services, this is just, it's mocked, it's made fun of. And, I mean, Jeremy Corbyn, the leader of the opposition, and the treatment of him recently has been absolutely disgraceful. I mean, I've got no particular truck for him. He's an old-style socialist, so he's not quite my cup of tea. But, you know, he deserves to be heard when it comes to matters of foreign policy. And he's absolutely steadfastly, resolutely against bombing in Syria and, you know, all the military interventions. I mean, last week, he refused to rush ahead of the evidence and criticize the Kremlin. and just said, you know, let's wait for the evidence. And he's just been absolutely hung, drawn, and quartered in the press and in the body politic as being an appeaser, a Kremlin puppet, you know, just because he doesn't support this sort of automatic, knee-jerk, tough standing up to Putin. I mean, his spin doctor, some guy called Seamus Milne, you know, after he wrote, Jeremy Corbyn wrote an article about this, saying let's not rush to judgment and so on. I mean, his spin doctor described the said, you know, let's have a look at the facts. He described the intelligence reports around Iraq as having been, quote, problematic, close quote. I mean,
yes,
you know, that's diplomatic language. If ever I heard it, you know, he could have used far worse language. And horror of horrors, he almost suggested somebody might be framing Russia. But these Labour MPs, they just absolutely, you know, they were disgusted at Corbyn. They were disgusted at his spin doctor's comments. They were branded a disgrace. They don't speak for British values. I mean, what on earth is that, you know?
Yes.
And, you know, all he did, I mean, and the bottom line is, if you get to the point, following the protocol of the Chemical Weapons Conventions and the Organization Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, I mean, the Russians are entitled, they've got a 10-day period, they're entitled to get a sample of this stuff for analysis. I mean, it's, and they just, you know, the British government seems to be saying, well, you know, we don't need to send an analysis to them, we know it's the Russians, and trust us because we say so. I mean, you know, maybe this this Novichok agent, maybe it was made in Russia. Maybe it was, you know, ordered by the Kremlin. I mean, I don't know. How on earth would I know? But I'm certainly not going to accept that because the British government says, well, we know. We've got these secret documents, this secret evidence, so trust us. I mean, hello? You know, all these politicians. So one of these Labour Party, you know, and after Corbyn had done this, well, his allies on TV being interviewed and questioned, well, do you believe the Secret Services? Oh, yes, we do. I'm thinking, well, what, I mean, am I going crazy or something? But, I mean, why is it that people just, nobody has any sense of critical thinking? Why won't any politician go up there on the media and say, well, hang on, we were told about weapons of mass destruction. We were told Saddam could attack us within 45 minutes. We were told Gaddafi had these goon squads that were killing civilians. We were told there were, you know, nice, cuddly moderates ready to take over in Libya, etc. Yeah, and every after Corbyn made these comments, everybody rushes to, and then the sands that they shift, and everybody then has to take the party line. It's there's just a sort of collective dumbing down of the body politic, and everybody in the public and the media is supposed to just accept this nonsense or this lack of critical thinking. I don't understand what's going on. I really don't.
Well,
I mean, it just horrifies me.
I can imagine it does. What's going on, of course, is classic war propaganda. And there's nothing new about that. When they were ramping up the propaganda for World War I and World War II, the attitude was even back then. If you dare question the views of the government and the media, you must be part of the enemy. And now they're calling Corbyn a Russian stooge. They're already calling the independent media that were, you know, arms of Russian propaganda. And that's all it really is. It's propaganda. The difference is this time that the people of Great Britain and the United States and everywhere else, we're remembering all the times we've been lied to in the past, and we're not believing the propaganda. And that's why they're in a bit of a panic in the government and the corporate media. Because if they want a war, they have to convince us that it's moral, that it's right, it's just, and that we can win it. But as you say yourself, nobody's believing this anymore.
I mean, I really wonder about the quality of some of these politicians, what happens to them. They get into positions of power, and they get drunk on it or something. We've got this guy called Gavin Williamson, he's 41 years old. He's the defense secretary. He got the job because the previous defense secretary was a bit of an oaf around women and got caught up in all that stuff. And nobody'd heard of him until he got the job, because he's one of Theresa May's allies. And last week, he gives some speech, and he literally told Russia to shut up and go away. I mean, you know, that's the sort of language that my 9-year-old son uses.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I mean, my 9-year-old isn't Her Majesty's Secretary of State for Defense. These people are absolutely absurd. I mean, Boris Johnson is out there, you know, oh, Russia, you know, all these cyber attacks and their involvement in Syria and annexing Crimea and calling Putin a bully. I mean, yeah, I mean, I thought when the Soviet Union fell apart that Reagan and James Baker promised Gorbachev that NATO would not expand one inch towards the old Soviet Union, not one inch.
Yes.
For goodness sake, you know. And
they have. They went ahead and did it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you look at what happened in Ukraine and so on and everything. I just see that I remember the frenzy that we went through here in the run-up when we were getting ready and all gung-ho going into Iraq. And I see the same frenzy now. You know, Theresa May, they go on about, it's a breach of international law. I mean, to me, that's such a red rag to a bull because it seems, I mean, breaches of international law are a bit like cherry picking. It's like going to a sweet shop and, you know, the ones you want and you don't want. I mean, breaching international law didn't get in the way of killing over a million people in Iraq. I mean, I can, the one breach of international law, my personal thing, I mean, China going into Tibet in the 1950s, I mean, a massive breach of international law, but, I mean, nobody gives a damn because, oh, we mustn't upset China. I always, whenever anybody claims breach of international law, to me, it's always problematic because it's such a, you know, because you can just choose whatever you want from it. I didn't see anything in the British press over the weekend analyzing, you know, what possible motive could Putin have for doing this? I mean, why on earth would he do this for a spy that's, you know, been forgiven officially and gone into one of these spy exchange programs? Why, when he's being provoked from everybody left, right, and center, would he do the one thing that is going to give everybody in the West, you know, an excuse to hammer at him? I mean, he's not a fool.
There was nobody
in the press analyzed that. Nobody in the press here talked about this Novichok agent. You know, there's been a book on Amazon for 12 years telling you how to make it. Nobody talked about the aggression by the West. And I remember going back to the Brexit campaign, the non-debate that David Cameron had with Nigel Farage when Cameron did his piece about why we must stay in the European Union. He ended it with, we must have it for security against the Russian threat and Russian aggression. I mean, even as far back as that, that was used as one reason why we got to stay in the EU. It goes back a while now. But the frenzy and the jingoism, and it's scary, you know. The lack of, and I really do wonder, have we as a population been so dumbed down that we have no real ability to think analytically and critically and have any kind of doubts in our mind and remember the lies we've been told? Because honestly, my experience of reading the Sunday press this weekend, it was so depressing. I can't tell you how profoundly depressing it was.
Well, I think the fact that you're on the phone right now to our show and expressing these thoughts and feelings is a signal that probably most people of Britain are doubting the official story, and maybe they're staying quiet out of a sense of politeness or a misplaced sense of patriotism. But again, I think the reason they're pushing as hard as they can on the propaganda is it's not getting traction. We've been lied to so many times, we're just not willing to listen to the government. We're certainly not willing to take their word or trust them on any of this stuff, nor should we, because we've been lied to so many times.
Oh well, that was all I had for you tonight. But I do think we need more people in this country doing what you're doing and telling the people, because I really do worry that we're just, you know, all this the propaganda, it's relentless, and it just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to anybody with half a brain who's willing to think critically. And I fear that we have a population that isn't willing to think critically anymore.
I think more people are thinking critically than not. And I know that there's a segment of the population that doesn't want to face up to where we are as our nation's heading toward an obvious world war. and they're trying to basically stay with their denial. During World War II, it was called the good Nazi syndrome. People in Germany who knew in their heart of hearts the country was headed in a bad direction, but they wanted to show that they were patriots, and they stayed silent, and they lost their country. But more and more, as I travel around here on Oahu talking to people, the vast majority of the people I talk to, they know something has gone horribly wrong with the country. They may not have all the fine details that we have in the independent media, but they're not complacent, and they're not happy about what's going on.
Right. Well, I hope, and long may that continue. Long may that spread widely, because we need that message. We need that critical thinking and that ability to not take the line. It's desperately important now, because what I see going on here is frightening. It's really frightening.
Yeah, me too. Anyway, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go and switch over to David in California. David, thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind?
Hey, how are you? I know.
I'm fine.
Anyway, I called in last week, and I had mentioned that I had heard that Tillerson had been fired on a tweet. Remember that? And
yes.
Then you said, oh, I just got an email, and they said that he wasn't, so there you go. Well, I heard on Fox yesterday several hosts mentioned that he got fired on a tweet. And I'm just wondering, do you think Fox just doesn't vet there or get emails that said, no, they didn't? I mean, who was the person that said that it wasn't true, and was he vetted? I mean, do you trust him? Do you even know who the person
was?
Well,
Tillerson was officially fired by the White House last Friday. Or actually a week ago Friday, and the corporate media came out with a story that the cruel and heartless Trump had just fired him with a tweet, and that's not exactly accurate. The tweet announced his firing, but he'd already been fired through the proper channels prior to that.
But you would think if Fox was on Trump's side to a degree, why would they say that?
I'm not sure that Fox is still on Trump's side. They were during the campaign, but... at this point, you know, there's been major changes at Fox News management, and I think they're starting to toe the propaganda line. Like Nick was saying in Great Britain, we're not seeing Fox question or analyze the story about the poisoning of that Russian double agent. More and more, Fox News is being dragged into line with the rest of the propaganda.
Yeah, that may be true, too. I was just curious. The reason I called, though, is... I had heard yesterday on Red State mention of a stabbing up in Pittsburgh at a high school where 22
yes.
kids were stabbed. Did you hear that or see that in the media? I mean, you know, I follow the news as much as anybody does. I did not see that.
No,
why
and I think the reason...
I mean, more people...
my first question is, was the person who did the stabbing an illegal immigrant or a refugee?
Yeah, that I don't know. But why? Yeah, I mean, but really? They wouldn't. Isn't that newsworthy if 22 people get stabbed at a high school right after Parkland?
Well, the problem is that the gun grabbers are after the guns.
I know that. I mean, that is my point. You know, it's
nice.
Like, but it isn't even newsworthy?
Apparently not, and I'm willing to speculate, and I don't know, but I'm willing to speculate that crimes involving the immigrants and the refugees are being kept out of the media, because we're seeing that all over Europe, where crimes that are committed by the immigrants and the refugees, are kept out of the media in order to move along the globalist agenda. So
I believe that, but man, you can't hold that kind of a story back out of the news. I mean, that's crazy. I would just encourage people to go look and find out who this person was that did it, you know, and if they have any idea whether he was a refugee or not, because that's a great point. And but if it's happening here and a story that big can slide by us, think of what else can slide by us. Anyway,
yes,
I appreciate your time.
All right. I'm looking at the story right now, and they've named him as Alex Hribal. But they're not saying where he was from. But he's reported to have been wearing a blank expression on his face. So my question would be, is he on prescription antidepressants? And that would certainly be another reason why they would not want that story inside the corporate media, because they're trying to basically hide that link between prescription antidepressants and these crimes to protect the pharmaceutical
industry. You always say, when you check out a story, see what they're not saying, and that's kind of what prompted this, and I appreciate it.
Okay. Anything else? All right, we're going to let you go, David. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mike, I was just, when you were talking earlier about whether or not there is a unifying command behind...
Sure. Peter, I'm sorry, we just ran into the commercial break. Stay on the line. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're still talking with Peter in Los Angeles. And Peter, just please start.
Well, you were talking earlier about is there a guiding hand from above in this thing against Trump? And I just, putting this down, I'm going to start with the FBI here really quickly, and a name named Strzok, who is the head of counterintelligence for the FBI. his girlfriend, who's a Justice Department or a lawyer with the FBI, Comey, Mueller, McCabe, then a Justice Department, Rosenstein, then we've got the FISA judges themselves that are, that it turns out they're also in on it, at least to an extent. At the UN and the State Department, we have Power and doing her unmasking. At the CIA, we have Brennan and Clapper both involved.
Yes.
The media involved probably with Operation Mockingbird. Then we have the Democratic Party. Remember how they paid off McCabe with Terry McAuliffe
yes.
and all that? Then we have the Obama Justice Department under Lynch and Holder that was shaking companies down in order to shake them down for contributions to places like Antifa and yes. Black Lives Matter, which has been their like sort of street thug, brown shirt foot soldiers in the riots against Trump. So now we have multiple agencies within the even within the FBI. The Director of National Intelligence, Clapper, John Brennan, the American Himmler. We have all these people, you know, Samantha Power unmasking, Terry McAuliffe from the Democratic Party. Of course, we've got Hillary. All that stuff, it's absolutely, to me, it's a complete no-brainer. This is Obama, and this is Hillary. Completely a complete no-brainer. And whether they're being used by the intelligence community or the intelligence community is using them, it's almost a moot point. But that's what they're doing. And somebody is guiding this. And who alone supervises the State Department and has authority over Terry McAuliffe, who, by the way, used to be head of the Democratic National Committee,
yes,
or the UN or the FBI. It all comes to Obama. And, you know, Obama wanted Hillary to win, of course, because that means his crimes are covered up, his unmaskings,
yes.
his, you know. So that's my point. Who could it be other than Obama?
It could be Hillary. I mean, she's been the mastermind behind Bill Clinton for the last 30 years. And certainly Obama is working with her. But I would say it's more likely that Hillary's calling the shots. If Hillary wasn't out there screaming about how she lost, hang on a second. You know, Hillary would just shut up and go away, I think a lot of people would relax. So Obama definitely is a power player, being the former president. But I would take a good look at Hillary as being the mastermind behind all of this. And again, the reason is that she can basically blackmail the entire government. Anyway, listen, Peter, got to let you go. Got to do station identification. And we'll be back after these few words.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.